The recent floods across Punjab have upended lives once again, displacing nearly 2.8 million people and affecting more than 4.2 meters, according to a Rapid Needs Assessment report from the United Nations. Amid the devastation, survivors are struggling not only with loss and uncertainty but with deep psychological distress that shows no sign of easing. A mother's silent struggle. Natsir Abano, 39, a mother of four from Bait Nabishah village in Muzaffargarh's Tsulalipur, has been having sleepless nights since this year's flood waters swallowed her home and forced her family to seek shelter in a government-donated tent. Now living with relatives in a nearby village, she says the flashbacks of the ordeal still play out vividly in her mind, leaving her anxious and on edge. "My daughter is getting married next year, so we had all the dowry kept in the house. When the water entered, we barely had time to save anything. We brought the jewelry with us and some essential items, but not everything could be carried. I am now extremely worried. We are poor. How will we arrange for this again?" she said. Farmer Syed Jafar Azam inspects a damaged cotton plant, following monsoon rains and flooding, in Khabarwala on September 18, 2025, Reuters. "I get flashbacks of what my house looked like before and what it looks like now. I get nightmares of drowning along with my family. We have been told that we'll head back home soon, but I am not sure how to forget about it." Displacement, she says, has been far from easy. For years, her biggest concern had been getting her daughter married. Every penny went into saving for her dowry, much of which was lost to the floods. Her husband now fears they might have to sell the daughter's jewelry just to get by. The thought, Bano adds, has left both her and her 19-year-old daughter deeply anxious. Even though her daughter's in-laws endured the same ordeal, she worries they may not understand the family's financial loss. "They are still expecting so much. How can I sleep at night in such circumstances?" she lamented. Bano's ordeal shows the quiet anguish of countless families uprooted by the floods. While their homes and livelihoods may one day be rebuilt, the emotional toll is harder to recover from. Yet in most relief efforts, mental health remains an afterthought. When some survivors were asked about their jazbat, their feelings, many did not even understand what they were being asked. Zainab Bibi, a flood victim, carries sacks of handouts on her head, that she received from a distribution point, following monsoon rains and rising water levels of the Chenab River, in Alipur in Muzaffargarh district, Punjab on September 12, 2025, Reuters. The weight of trauma. This year's World Mental Health Day theme, Mental Health in Humanitarian Emergencies, strikes a chord in Pakistan, where floods have left millions vulnerable. The World Health Organization estimates that 1 in 5 people in such crises develops a mental health condition, yet psychological support remains scarce. Dr. Fauzia Robboni, professor of public health and implementation scientist at the Brain and Amp Mind Institute, Aga Khan University, and Omna Siddiqui, consultant at the Brain and Amp Mind Institute, told Dawn.com that floods contribute significantly to post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, risk because exposure is often both severe and prolonged. PTSD is a mental health condition triggered by experiencing or witnessing a terrifying event, often causing flashbacks, nightmares, and severe anxiety. A recent analysis found PTSD prevalence in flood victims to be about 30% as survivors witness injury or death, lose their homes and belongings, and experience repeated aftershocks of fear during ongoing rains or displacement, which can overwhelm coping mechanisms, they said. They explained that many survivors experience repeated losses, such as homes, livelihoods, and livestock, which mirror known risk factors linked to elevated PTSD rates. Displaced individuals often display symptoms including anxiety, depression, sleep disturbances, nightmares, and intrusive thoughts or flashbacks. Physical symptoms such as fatigue, headaches, and rapid heart rate are also common. Citing the Empereshan study, conducted by the Brain and Amp Mind Institute following the 2022 floods in Sindh's Badin district, They said, approximately 23% of adults had mild to moderate anxiety and 24% had mild to moderate depression, indicating a large burden of psychological symptoms as assessed through standardized psychometric tools. Mahu Iftikhar, a clinical assessment specialist at the Lahore University of Management Sciences, LAMS, observed visible trauma in shelters. Even when people appear to be coping, there are physical manifestations of stress in the form of appetite loss, difficulty sleeping, and constant worry, she told Dawn.com. Children often show fear through clinginess or outbursts, while adults display fatigue or irritability. The pain of losing more than homes. Journalist Akhtar Somro, who traveled throughout Punjab to report on the floods, described the profound impact of the disaster on families, saying that while people were sad about losing their crops and machinery, they were most affected by losing their animals. Families have a bond with their cattle, they name them, treat them like family members, and love them very much. Because of this, people were even more saddened by losing their animals, Somro told Dawn.com. Flood victims sit as they receive food handouts, following monsoon rains and rising water levels of the Chenab River, in Alipur in Muzaffargarh district, Punjab on September 12, 2025, Reuters. In Kasarand along the Sutluj River, some families refused to evacuate, staying in homes surrounded by water to protect their livestock. Even during Rescue 11 operations, villagers resisted, saying, "We do not want to go. We will stay here. No matter what the water level is, we will go to the roofs." Somro also noted the hidden toll on men. Male members of a family often don't cry openly, and it is very hard for them. Seeing their house empty and belongings scattered after a disaster is extremely painful. Even prosperous families are mentally affected despite having resources, he observed. The physical echoes of trauma. The stress of displacement manifests in the body as much as the mind. Dr. Monica Vaswani, psychiatrist and assistant professor at Karachi's Asghar Psychiatric Hospital, explained, "People are not just emotionally shaken, their bodies also carry the trauma. We see patients with somatic complaints directly linked to the stress of displacement and loss." Bushra Jabeen, clinical psychologist at Ittefaq Hospital Lahore, added that prolonged exposure to disaster conditions erodes coping mechanisms, especially for women and children. Even when people appear to manage externally, internally the stress is accumulating and affecting their health, she said. Both professionals stressed the importance of recognizing trauma holistically, acknowledging that the psychological impact of disasters extends beyond the mind and can manifest physically, requiring integrated support for both mental and physical health. The endless strain of displacement. For Saeed, who hails from Bahari Wali in Mawzu Azmatpur, the floods stole everything. The government cannot compensate for the loss we have incurred. First of all, we did not get any help, he told Dawn.com. He paid to save his family and animals, only to return to a village in ruins. All our property has been lost, he said. Each day brings new worries, including how to rebuild, where to find food, and how to keep his children safe. I keep thinking about this. There is nothing else on my mind. Residents work at a damaged property, following monsoon rains and flooding, in Kaburwalan on September 17, 2025, Reuters. Dr. Ihsan Navid Irfan, a psychiatrist in Mansra, stressed that prolonged displacement deepens mental health struggles. People need to be rehabilitated to proper residential facilities close to their original homes. Without this, their mental health struggles intensified, and returning to normal life becomes extremely difficult, he said. His team, he said, trained local doctors and used psychological first aid, screening communities for PTSD and offering therapies like eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR. Building bridges to recovery. Psychosocial support is vital for healing in the face of disaster. According to Bushra, psychologists and mental health professionals can help disaster survivors process their trauma experiences, strengthening social support, providing problem-solving and resilience training. priority should be given to fulfilling their basic needs, while specialized therapies may be beneficial after initial support. At the same time, she noted, local mental health systems are not well prepared to handle emergencies, leaving many communities without timely support. Citing evidence, Dr. Oboni added that early interventions, particularly by trained frontline workers, can significantly reduce PTSD and depression. In SIND, lady health workers trained in psychosocial support and equipped with digital counseling tools helped communities cope, leading to measurable reductions in anxiety and depression. Community-based approaches, peer support, and culturally sensitive interventions are key to sustaining recovery, she emphasized. A fragile path forward. Natsira talks about her sleepless nights and constant headaches, but she clings to hope. My only hope is that we go home safely and get our daughter married. As for my other family members, we will endure it. After all, who can fight nature? Her words carry the quiet strength of families across Punjab, piecing together lives torn apart by floods. On World Mental Health Day, their story is a raw reminder, mending broken spirits is as crucial as rebuilding homes, a slow but stubborn journey toward hope, one day at a time. Header image, a boy stands while other wades through flooded area near a road leading to their homes, following monsoon rains and rising water levels of Indus River on the outskirts of Dadu, Sindh Province, Pakistan, September 15, 2025, Reuters.